Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Will we be able to recognize one another in heaven, and what will our relationships be like there? The physical body will undergo a transformation in the resurrection. And the reason for that is because flesh and blood cannot enter into the eternal realm. We will take on a new body, a spiritual body, in part that will be in the representation, if you would, of Christ. Christ is spirit, our God is spirit, and therefore the body that you and I take on in the resurrection will indeed be in a spirit format. And don't ask me to explain exactly what that looks like, because the Bible does not tell us. But we know that there's going to be a change, a transformation, and it will take place immediately in the twinkling of an eye. The Bible does seem to indicate that there will be some sort of a recognition in heaven. Let me say this. God places a significance upon relationships while we are here. This morning we talked about, in part, a relationship to God, and that we need to make sure that we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that we put God number one in our life. Second to that would be our family. A husband and wife needs to love each other and to spend time with each other and to invest in each other. And also the parents need to love their children and to invest in the children and to always make sure that we are growing with one another. And in like figure, the congregation, we are to mesh together, to fellowship with one another, to love each other, to support one another, to edify one another. Relationships are very important. Based out of what the Bible says, not only in regard to life after this earth, as well then as I think in regard to the emphasis that God does place upon relationships, I believe that there will be some sort of recognition, some sort of a remembrance, and some kind of a reunion in heaven. However, we need to understand is that the relationships that we experience here on this earth will not be carried into heaven. We will not be married to our spouse when we are in heaven, nor will we receive a new companion while we are in heaven. We will be like the angels who are not married, nor are they given in marriage. So there are angles or aspects concerning the life after this earth that God tells us about, but yet at the same time there are some things that we are left to wonder. Based though out of what I have gathered in this study in preparation for tonight, as well as other studies, I do believe that there will be some kind of recognition, remembrance, and a reunion whenever we spend eternity in heaven with our God. The next question, where was Jesus following His resurrection? Did He really spend 3 days in hell? I want to draw your attention to the context of Acts chapter 2, verse 31 and following. In Peter's message, we find is that he identifies concerning Jesus as the Messiah, is the Savior. And it's said in the context as to where Jesus' soul was going to be after He has died. And in the King James translation, it literally says that His soul would not be left in hell. And yet we need to understand is that the terminology there, hell, is not hell. It's not Gehenna hell, but rather it is Hades. And Hades is a created realm that exists during the time of which this earth continues to stand into place, but there will be a time where Hades will give up the dead and it will no longer exist. Why? Because man will stand before God in judgment. Jesus' soul immediately departed from His physical body. I believe that there are biblical passages that would suggest this concerning Christ. I know for a fact that there are biblical passages that tell us that our soul will depart from the body whenever we die. And therefore, because Jesus dwelt here as 100% man, in fact, in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 17 says, "In all things He had to be made like His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest." Because He was in all things like us in His life, I think that it was also that way in His death. When He died, His soul departed immediately from the body, and our Lord's soul then entered into paradise for for a period of time. You say, Kevin, why did he not go on and ascend into heaven? Well, in part, it's because of the promise that he made while he was there on the cross. Remember the one thief? Whenever this one thief wanted to be a part or a relationship with the Lord, Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So Jesus had promised him that he was going to paradise. Not only did he promise the thief that he would be in paradise, but also that he himself was going into paradise. How long was he there? I do not know. The Scripture does not teach us that. I know that some of our scholars in the Brotherhood offer some suggestions, and I'm not going to get into those suggestions tonight, but rather what we do know is that he was there for a time, and then Christ appeared again, I started to say in the earth, through the earth, unto the apostles, unto about 500 brethren at once, unto a multitude of various people before His ascension into heaven. And whenever He ascended into heaven, then, friends, He has been there ever since. He has prepared a place for us, and He is now ruling and reigning on high.